Okay, we're up to the last line, the last narrow line on the Mem Hei Omed Aleph. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Shnayim She'ochlu Ka'achas. Two people who are eating together. We've never discussed yet a case like this. We've always discussed three people eating together. Shnayim She'ochlu Ka'achas. Two people eating together. Pligi Rav v'Rabbi Yochanan. There is a machlokes between Rav v'Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Omar. One of them says, "In rotsu lezamein mezamnin." If they want to do zimun, they can. We obviously can't say that they are chayev to do zimun because they're only chayev to do zimun when there's three. But even with two, if they want to do zimun, then indeed they may do so. The chad amar, and the second opinion says, "Im rotsu lezamein." Ein mezamnin. No, they cannot be mezamin. So we have a machlekas. Everybody would seem to agree that there's less than three people, there is definitely no chiyuv to do zimun. The question is whether they can do zimun if they so decide. Says the Gemara, Tnan, we learned in our Mishnah, the opening Mishnah in this perek, Shloisha she'ochlu ka'achas, if three people eat together, chayovin lezamein, quote unquote, when three people get together, then there is a chi of zimun. Surely we can be medayek from there. That shloisha in. Make sure you read this word correctly, not shloisha in. Shloisha in, comma. Three, yes, the halacha would be that there is zimun. But shnayim loy, question mark. So it seems to be clear in our Mishnah that the whole concept of Zimun only exists when there are three people eating together, but not, as you suggest, according to one opinion, when there are two. Says the Gemara, no problem. Hosam choivo v'hocha rishus. As we said before, the Mishnah which stipulated you have to have three is talking about a choivo. When is it mandatory that you do Zimun? That's three. We're not talking about a Chayva. You're right, Chayva is only with three. We're talking about, is it Rishus if you want to do Zimun, may you? And that, there is one opinion that says that you may, but nobody suggested that if there are two people, then you must do Zimun. Indeed, that's the Mishnah, it's only when there's three. When there are three people, you must do Zimun. When there are two people, there is zero chiyuv to do zimun. If you want to do zimun, that's our subject. One opinion says yes, one opinion says not. Says the Gemara, another kasha. Toshma, we have a braisa, this is later on in the perek, and it says, Shloisha she'ochlu ka'achas. Three people who eat together, Chayovin lezamin. They have to do zimun together. Ve'ein rashoin lechalek. And they are not allowed to split up and break away from each other and bench separately. End of quote from the Braisa. So once again, can't we make the following diuk? Shloisha in, but shnayim loy. Once again, the magic number that's mentioned is three, but not two. So how can there possibly be opinion that says that if you have two people, then you can do zimun? But there it says only if there are three people. That is when there is a chi of zimun and they can't split up. Now, let's press pause. Before we even see what the Gemara's answer is, do we understand the question? It says there that three people who eat together must do Zimun, and they should not split up. The Gemara says, so you see, it's only three that there is a chi of Zimun, but not with two. That's the Gemara's kasha. How can there be an opinion that says that with two people you have to do Zimun? Here, the indication is only three. Now, what is the problem with this question? The problem with this question is, why can't we just give the same answer that we gave 2 minutes ago? That the Braisa that says that with three there's a chiyuv zimun, yes, there's a chiyuv if there's three. But it may well be even less than three. If you want to do zimun, you may. Didn't we just answer that 5 minutes ago? So why can't we give exactly the same answer once again? Why can't we say, yes, it says in the Braisa three people must do zimun. It's true, because it's only when there are three that you must do zimun. We're not discussing the chi of Zimun. We're discussing whether you're allowed to do Zimun with less than three. That was the answer that we gave to the last price. So why can't we just say the same again? What's this new question? So Rashi addresses this, and we'll see Rashi in a moment. But Rashi says that the previous teretz that the Gemara gave would not work over here. Would not work over here. Do you know why it wouldn't work? Because you've got three people who are sitting together and there's a chi of Zimun. Fine. So far, there's no contradiction. It's only when there are three there is a chi. But the Braisa then continued. And one of the Braisa say, Ve'ein Rasho'in Lechalek, they must not split up. They're not allowed to split up. What will happen if they split up? Why is there an issa to split up? So presumably the answer is, because if you split up, you are being mevatel the zimun. Three people, there's a zimun. Don't split up, because then you're being mevatel the zimun. But one moment. If you hold that with two people, you're allowed to do zimun, so why can't number three leave? And he's not being mevatel the zimun. Why? Because the remaining two will be allowed, albeit not obligated, but they'll be allowed to do zimun. So why can't the third guy, he's in a rush to catch a bus, why can't he say, I'm sorry, I've got to excuse myself, I don't have time now to wait for zimun, I'm going to bench for myself quickly. What's the problem? That you're leaving two behind? If you hold that two are allowed to do zimun, and the two remaining people will be allowed to do Zimun. So what's the problem? Why can't you split up? Says Rashi, that's why the Gemara's previous answer won't help us over here. Because we cannot merely answer that, yes, when it says three, it means there's a chiyuv. But even with less than three, then you would be allowed to do Zimun. Well, if you're really allowed to do Zimun with less than three, why can't the third one leave? Let number three leave, and he's going to leave behind numbers one and two, and they'll be allowed to do Zimun. But that's why the Gemara's previous answer does not work. So what is the Gemara's answer? Says the Gemara, Shani Hassam, over there is different. The Kavu Lahu B'choiva Me'ikara. Because they've already established an absolute chiyuv from the beginning. What does that mean? That when the three of them ate together, there was a chiyuv zimun. If the third one leaves now, what happens? Yes, it may well be that numbers one and two, who are left behind, will be allowed to do zimun. But being allowed to do Zimun is not the same as being obligated to do Zimun. Which means that when number three left, what did he break? He broke the Chiyuv of Zimun. There was a Chiyuv Zimun Me'ikara from the beginning, and he broke that. So what are you going to say? But what's the big deal? Let two people remain them behind and they're allowed to do Zimun. Yes, they're allowed to, but there's no Chiyuv. So you've downgraded, you've totally watered down this Zimun. Whereas a minute ago, it was a Chiyuv, because the three of you were sitting around the table together. And if you leave and you leave two behind, they'll be allowed to do Zimun, but you've just ruined the Chiyuv of Zimun. That is the Issa to leave. So therefore, again, we have no proof. It might well be, remember, we're trying to defend the opinion that says that two people may do Zimun. So too, even if two people may do Zimun, that's only when two people ate together. But if three people ate together, then that's much more serious, because then it's not just they're allowed to do Zimun, rather it is a chiyuv to do Zimun. You're not allowed to leave and break that Zimun. Says Rashi. Einon rashoin lechalek. They're not allowed to split away. What does that mean, to split away? Olavore kol echad ba'atzmoin. And each one will just bench for themselves. The mafkilo. What does that mean, the mafkilo? Because they are removing l'toiras zimun. They are removing the halacha of zimun. Three people, what will be the halacha, will have zimun. And if a third one leaves, and there'll only be two behind, you are removing the chiyuv zimun. You are not allowed to break a chiyuv. And if a third one leaves, he's breaking a chiyuv. Says Rashi, shloisha in shnayim loy. This was the question. Let Rashi explain it now. Hochi pirushoi, this is the explanation. D'midektoni ein rashoin lechaleik, quote unquote. Because it states that they're not allowed to split up. Shma mino, I can hear from over there. The shloisha mezamnin. But shnayim ein mezamnin. That's the question. And here comes Rashi's addition. And this is what we pointed out before. Vafilu rotsu. And even if they want to do zimun, it would seem to be that they're not allowed. Why? Where do you see that? The e omrat. Because if you're going to suggest, like one opinion does, that shnayim nami, even two imrotsu mezamnin, comma. Because if you would tell me that two people, albeit that they're not obligated to do zimun, but if they want to, they can. Well, if that's the case, am I, why, ein, ho'echod, rashoi lechalek? Why is one not allowed to split away? What's the problem? Lazel, who? Let him go. V'loi mafka'as birkas zimun b'hochi. And he is not breaking the halacha of Zimun. Why is he not breaking the halacha of Zimun? Because v'yizamnu hashnayim. Because the two people remaining behind, albeit they won't be mechuyev, but they'll be allowed to do Zimun. So therefore, that sort of says Rashi, that was the Gemara's question. Here, you can't just say, yeah, three is a chiyev, but two are allowed to. Well, if two are allowed to, then what's the problem to leave? I'm not breaking the Zimun. If guy number three leaves, he's leaving behind people number one and two, so they'll do Zimun, so what's the big deal? So what would it seem to be from his braisa? That no, it would seem to be that two people, not only are they not allowed, not only are they not obligated to do Zimun, they're not even allowed to do Zimun, and then I would understand, that's why the third one can't leave, because you really are smashing, breaking the Zimun. Well, that's tomorrow's kasha. Says Rashi in the answer, Shani Hossam over there is different. The hukvu b'choiva me'ikaram. Because a chiyuv had already been established from the outset. And you're not allowed to water down a chiyuv. Says Rashi. Ve'i ozil hu, comma. And if he now leaves them, what will happen? Yes, the two people remaining behind will be allowed to do Zimun, but they won't be obligated. Mafkas lehu chayva. You have removed their obligation to do Zimun. And what will remain? The komi lehu bereshus, and what will remain is a reshus. They're allowed to do zimun, however, it is only voluntary. So what is this person's crime? He has downgraded a chiyuv into a reshus. As long as he was there with his two other friends, there were three all together, there was a chiyuv. And if you leave, what will happen? Then there's no chiyuv because no three left. Yes, admittedly, they will be allowed to do zimun, but it won't be a chiyuv. So you've watered down what was initially a chiyuv and has now become a reshus. And why is that such a terrible crime? Why is that such a bad crime? I mean, at the end of the day, they will do zimun. Who cares whether they do zimun as a chiyuv or as a reshus? Either way, they'll do zimun. Says Rashi in conclusion, the famous principle, Godoil hamatsuva v'oisa, v'misha eine matsuva v'oisa. Greater is the person who is obligated and does, rather than the one who is not obligated and does. In other words, what's a greater mitzvah? To do zimun as a threesome, where there's an obligation, or to do zimun as a twosome, where there is no obligation? Says Rashi, which one is gadol? It's greater to do it as a threesome. Why? Because then you're mitzvah, because then you have an instruction, a commandment, you have to do zimun. So if you break down, if you water down a chiyuv, and it's now become downgraded to a reshus, you can't say to me, well, it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, they're going to do zimun. Yeah, but what type of zimun are they going to do? They're going to do a voluntary zimun. That's called einai mitzvah ba'isa. Somebody who's not obligated, that's not as special a mitzvah in the eyes of Hashem. That is not as special a mitzvah in the eyes of Hashem. So what have you just done by leaving the threesome? You have downgraded their whole mitzvah. They would have done a mitzvah as a mitzvah ba'isa, and by you leaving, you have now ensured that they will only do a mitzvah as a einay mitzvah ba'isa, and that is the issa. So at this stage of the game, are we good? Are we not good? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Everybody's on mute. This is when I miss sitting around the table in interactive share. Nachum, thumbs up. Good for you. I agree with you. At the moment, everything is good. We've answered the question. We're trying to defend the opinion that says that even with two people, you're allowed to do zimun. We had a big kasha from this braisa because it says that the third one is not allowed to leave. That would sound like that the two remaining are not allowed to do zimun. Says the Gemara, no, it's no proof. Yes, the two remaining people will be allowed to do zimun. You're still not allowed to leave because you're breaking the chiyuv. You're downgrading it from a chiyuv to reshus. So it's thumbs up at this stage of the game. Everything is good. Even the opinion who holds that two people are allowed to do zimun is alive and well. Says the Gemara, again, now this is the third time we're trying to attack the opinion that says you could do zimun with two. Says the Gemara, third bottom line, Toshima. Hashamish. We've mentioned the Shamish before. What's the Shamish? The waiter. The one who's serving. Hashamish Shohayom Shamish al Hashnaim. He was waitering for two people. Harize Oichel Imohem. He may just plonk himself down and eat with them uninvited. Av al pi shaloi nosnu loi rishus. Even though they never gave him rishus. Okay? So you are going with your chavrusa to a restaurant. sitting in your corner, minding your own business. There is a waiter there serving your food, is also eating bread. He can just park himself on your table, uninvited. If, however, says the Braisa, Hoyo Meshamish al Hashloisha, but if you're serving three people, then Harize Eino Eichel Imohem, then you cannot eat with them unless Elohim Kein Nosnu Leirushus, unless they've given him permission. Now, what's the issue over here? Look at the bottom Rashi. Says the bottom Rashi, if you're waiting on two people, you can just join forces uninvited. Ein kan gaiva. Rashi says the issue over here is gaiva. It's considered very presumptuous, very haughty, just to dump yourself on somebody else's table uninvited. Who do you think you are? But if the reason why you're doing so is, says Rashi, the nichalahu, because they'll be more than happy that you're joining them. Why will they be happy? What do they gain?
Zimun.
Because you are now bringing them to Zimun.
So isn't Rashi saying it's not gaiva?
That's why it's not gaiva. Why is it not gaiva if you join them? Because they'll be very happy for you to join. It's only gaiva if you just park yourself there when you're not wanted. Who do you think you are? Just parking yourself. Nobody wants you here. But if over here, Rashi says, they'll be more than happy for you to join them. Why? Because there you are bringing them to Zimun. So that's why if there are three people there already, well, then they don't need you because they've got Zimun even without. So you've got no rashus to park yourself there because that's gaiva unless they invite you. That is pshat in the braisa. Now, once again, what is the big kasha there for? Why do they need you there? They could have done zimun without you. If you hold, which is a machlokas, but again, we keep on bashing the opinion that says that even two you could do zimun. If you hold that two is enough to do zimun, so this chavruso who are sitting at the table in the restaurant, what do they need you for? What do you mean it's not gaiva? Oh, they'll be delighted if you join them because then they can have a zimun. They can have a zimun without you as well. Says Rashi, the e shnayim mezamnim. But if you tell me that two people can do a zimun, amai nichalahu comma. Why are they happy with this? Beloved day, even without him, nami also iba'u, if they want, mezamni, they can make him a zimun. So this is now the third time we're attacking the opinion that says that two people can make a zimun. If two people can really make a zimun, so why do they need you? If you hold that two people cannot make a zimun, then I understand. They'll welcome you to their table with open hands. We're delighted that you're joining us because now we'll have a zimun. And without you, we would not have had a zimun. But if you hold that two people can make a zimun, so who needs you at the table? Stay away and then have a zimun anyway. So who's to say that they'll be happy for you to join? Why do they need you? Why will they be so happy? So I guess we can really guess the answer. What's the answer? Yes, they'll be able to do a zimun, but they'd much rather what? Much rather have a chiyuv. Why are they rather have a chiyuv? As we said before, because that's a bigger mitzvah. And that's exactly what the Gemara answers. Shani Hossam, says the Gemara in the last words. Over there is different, turning over the page. The nichelohu, they are very happy with what? The mikvilohu b'chayva. Now we should be kaveya, we should establish a chiyuv. And look at the top Rashi. Rashi says once again, why are they so delighted to have a chiyuv? What is the difference whether it's a chiyuv or not? The gadol, hamatzuva, v'oisa. Again, Because if you have a commandment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something and you do it, that is greater than doing so without a commandment. Mitzvah Hashem in 3 weeks today. I don't want to scare anybody, but in 3 weeks today it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. Men are mechuyev min haTorah to hear the Shofar. Women are exempt from hearing the Shofar because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. As we know, the general minag in Klal Yisrael is that women nonetheless do come to shul or arrange somebody to come to their home to blow Shofar for them. Whose mitzvah is greater, the man or the woman? Obviously, the man, because he is a mitzuva va'oisa. He is doing so out of obligation. The woman is doing so as an einoi mitzuva va'oisa, not being required to do so. She wants to do it, that's fine and well. We, as Bnei Ashkenaz, even hold that she makes a bracha. Phenomenal chiddush. Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvayso v'tzivonu. Very difficult to understand. How can she possibly make a bracha? V'tzivonu, I've been instructed. I've not been instructed. But that is the chiddush. Either way, the man's chiyuv, the man's mitzvah, is certainly bigger than her mitzvah. Because he is a mitzvah v'isa, and she is not. Now, before we continue in the Gemara, we'd like to see a Tosfos. But in order to see a Tosfos, we need to see a line of Gemara which is not the next line of the Gemara. We need to jump a little bit. Continue down the Amud. And you'll see it's about 10 lines from the end of the narrow lines of Gemara. The first word on the line is Omar Abaya. It's about the 10th last narrow line of Gemara. Yeah, you have it? Says the Gemara, Omar Abaya. We've missed out a whole piece of Gemara, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. We will come back to it in due course. Omar Abaya, Noctinon, we hold, is now paskening lahalocha, Shnaim she'ochlu ka'achas, if two people eat together, mitzvah lecholik. Not just, they're allowed to split up, they should split up. They actually should split up. It's better if they all bench for themselves. We said before that, well, there's two opinions, whether two people may do zimun. And remember, doing zimun in the times of Chazal means being moitzi somebody else with benching. Says Abaya, we hold la locha that no, they should not do zimun. It's best if they split up and everybody should bench for themselves. Look at Rashi there. Look at Rashi. Mitzvah lechalek. Have you got the Rashi? Mitzvah lechalek? Rashi says it's a mitzvah to split up and do what? Says Rashi, ulavarech kol echad b'fnei atzmoi. Now here comes the chiddush. Bein birkas hamoitzi, bein birkas hamozoin. Rashi has suddenly thrown in birkas hamoitzi into the story. Who in the world is talking about birkas hamoitzi over here? This is the first time since we began learning this man who mentioned the word birkas hamoitzi. Who's talking about birkas hamoitzi over here? We're discussing Zimun. What does Zimun always mean? Birkas Hamozoin, which is the bracha achroina. So if we have a discussion whether two people should or shouldn't do zimun, what does that mean? L'chayra, birkas hamazon. Should it be done separately? Should it be done together? And if a buyer says it should be done separately, how would we have translated that? That birkas hamazon should be done separately. What does Rashi say? Birkas hamazon and birkas hamitzi. Oh, that means Rashi has shed light on this whole sugya with a tremendous chiddush. That when we had a discussion on Amud Aleph, whether two people should do zimun or not, what is that referring to? Not only birkas hamazon, but also birkas hamoitzi. And that's why Rashi needs to tell us that in the final analysis, what's the halacha? We don't do zimun and we split up. For what? For both birkas hamoitzi and birkas hamazon. So this is a tremendous chiddush. We have not yet seen anybody suggest so far in this perek that there exists a concept of zimun, of joining forces with birkas hamoitzi. By the way, what would that mean practically? It would mean that one person would make hamoitzi for everybody else, much in the way that we actually all do every single Friday night and Shabbos day. We all do this. Minhag Klal Yisrael is that one person, normally the Baal HaBayis, says hamoitzi lechem in aretz on the lechem mishnah, and he's moitzi everybody. So it's not that foreign to us. But it is foreign to us, at least in this parak, because we haven't seen anybody who's discussing it. We thought we were always talking about Birkas HaMazon. So let's begin. We're not going to finish it, but let's begin Tosfos on Amud Aleph. It's the second last Tosfos. Imrotzu lezamein ein mezamein. Yeah, Tosfos on Amud Aleph. Towards the bottom. Says Tosfos, Imrotzu lezamein ein mezamein. So we have two opinions. Are two people allowed to do zimun? Yes or no? Says Tosfos, Pirush Rashi. Tosfos quotes Rashi, and Tosfos says, do you know what Rashi says? V'chein le'inyan hamoitzi. That this is not just referring to Birkas HaMazon, this is also referring to hamoitzi. Baruch Hashem, we now know which Rashi Tosfos is referring to. It's not Rashi over here on Amud Aleph, it's Rashi on Amud Beis. V'shar brachis, and presumably the same would apply to all other brachis, that eino echad mevarech lohitzi chaveiroi. Where does Rashi say that, says Tosfos? I'll point you in the right direction. Legavei, with regard to, hod omar abaya, that which abaya says, that's the Gemara on the base, noktinon, quote unquote, shnaim she'ochlu ka'achas mitzvah lechalek olivarech kolachas la'atzmo, and what did Rashi say there? Bein, birkas hamoitzi, bein, Birkas Hamozoin, Loshoin Rashi. Lekamon. This is the Loshon of Rashi later on. What does later on mean? The Gemara on Amud Beis. Says Tosfos, I'm sorry to tell you, the Loi Nahira. I disagree. Now we're going to have to press pause over here. So I recommend everybody to see the rest of the Tosfos themselves. Also, Be'ezus Hashem, the bottom Tosfos. We're always trying to learn as many Tosfos as we can, Be'ezus Hashem, and the Gemara on the base. But this is going to be the big, big discussion. Rashi was mechadish to us for this concept of voluntary zimun or non-voluntary zimun. You're not allowed to, or you are allowed to, is not only referring to Birkas HaMazon, but also to Birkas HaMoitzi. And Tosfos has said, V'loi Nahira. I disagree. Why Tosfos disagrees, and what are the proofs to Tosfos? Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, we will see tomorrow. All the best, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Yes.